Among the saddest news about the war in Iraq is of the children who've been killed and wounded and borne witness to the tragedies of war. In this second in our series on the war's effect on children, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro takes us to a summer camp where children are finding some respite and healing from what they've seen and suffered.
To cheery music, half a dozen children rehearse their play. The opening scene is a happy one. The children skip and dance. Suddenly, the music changes. Something bad is about to happen. The children react to an imaginary car bomb exploding. While they are just play-acting here, many of these kids have experienced the horrors of war firsthand. Omar Khalid is 12 years old.
I saw a man killed in front of me. Every day, we would see gunmen riding their cars, and we were afraid they might shoot us.
He whispers that his uncle was murdered by a militia. His best friend was kidnapped. For a little boy, he's seen so much death and violence.
We come here to have fun and forget about that.
Here is the new Children's Cultural Center in the once violent Baghdad neighborhood of Mansour. 100 children attend the free summer camp where they do theater, practice art, and play music for 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. It just opened again for the first time since the invasion. Most of the center's children, whose ages range from 6 to 14, don't remember a time before the bombings and the carnage came to Iraq. Their first real memories, they say, are of fear and sadness. Samar Jassib is 11. She has huge eyes and a poised manner until she talks about her life in Baghdad. Her father, a printer, was kidnapped in 2006. Later, she and her family were forced out of their neighborhood by insurgents. She never feels safe anymore. She says Baghdad has become a city filled with shadows.
I have nightmares sometimes, and I have shortness of breath. I often feel panic. I'm always expecting that someone will attack our house at any moment.
Her mother, Zahra Al-Jabouri, runs this summer camp, so she says she knows firsthand how much the children need a respite.
We try to ease their pains. The depression suffered by Iraqi children is enormous. Even if we manage to ease a small portion of their sadness, it's something.
Most parents, she says, do not allow their children to play outdoors. For years, many of these kids have been shut up at home after school, unable to go out and visit friends.
The Iraqi children have been kept from public parks and outdoor spaces. Families have not taken them out because they're afraid. They have been deprived of theater, the movies, football, everything. I'm trying to make this place fun for them.
With few reminders of the dangers that still lurk outside the doors.
I have tried here in all possible ways to ban depictions of guns or tanks. I do not allow children to bring toys in the shape of weapons. I am trying to stop terrorism from infiltrating our children. If they play with those toys now, they could use them for real when they grow up.
In the drawing room, young children paint pastoral scenes in electric colors. Palm trees sprouting rainbows, stick figure families standing outside of block-like houses. 8-year-old Sahil Hassan Abdulmunam has named her drawing The Spring.
These are children, and they are playing. This is a tree, this is a sun, and this is a house and a man.
Zahra Al-Jabouri says she wants the children to feel hopeful here.
I want them to feel optimistic about their future. I want them to draw from their imagination. They can choose the subject that they want and the material, too.
And many of the works are joyful bursts of self-expression. But the children also get to address their darker experiences. Back at the rehearsal, the play is ending. After the scene of the car bombing, a young girl comes on stage and draws a question mark. 11-year-old Rusul Nafal says her role is a simple one.
I draw that in order to ask why. Why are my friends getting killed? This is a play, but it's also reality. Because there are children playing on the streets, and car bombs do kill them.
She continues matter-of-factly.
We have not enjoyed our childhood. We stay at home and watch cartoons if we have electricity. If we don't have electricity, we either sleep or sit around the house.
She starts to cry and walks away. A teacher tells us her father has just been killed. The rehearsal starts again. Rusul is back on stage, drawing in the final scene. The play poses the question, but gives the children no answers. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.